Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God, Luke chapter 22, verse 31 through 32. Look what he said to Peter. Praise God, when Peter was about to go off and do something that was really crazy. He was going to deny his God. Yeah. But guess what? He spoke to him. He interceded for him. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. Praise God. And that he may what? Sift you as wheat. Anybody have been ever seen a sifter? You young folks, y'all don't know what that is. Everything y'all get is already mixed and gone, ready to go. But when we older folks had to do a sifter, you would put that flour and put that stuff in that sifter, crank that thing like that, and it would sift out all of the good stuff would fall on in the pan, praise God, and then all that old hard stuff stay in there, you throw that in the trash can. So Satan wanted to sift him as wheat. But look how he interceded for him. He said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted. Now, he doesn't mean converted. I'm talking about giving his life, because Peter had already given his life. What he was trying to tell Peter, when you come back to your senses, Peter, when you come back to me, praise God, then I want you to go out now and strengthen those brethren of yours, praise God. So he interceded, praise God, he intercedes for each of us every day that we get up. Amen. So we have that's five reasons right there. Praise God. That's five. God is for us. Praise God. Christ died for us. God justifies us. And then what? Jesus intercedes for us. But let me give you number five as I get ready to get out of here. I'm not too long. Oh yeah, this just it's just 20 minutes after. Praise God. I hope they got the I don't smell nothing. Oh, yeah. Look, finally, as I get ready to go, praise God, and close this thing out, Christ loves us. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. You may not feel love by your husband. You may not feel love by your wife. You may not feel love by your mama or your daddy. You may not even feel love by your sister or your brother. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. And if you read verses 35 all the way down through the end of that text, they reflect that God cannot fail us. But it is possible, praise God, that we can fail him. Suppose a great trial come up. Suppose great suffering, praise God, come up against us, praise God, and we fail, praise God. What then should we do? Paul deals with this in these verses, and he comes to the conclusion that nothing, oh boy, hallelujah, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul lets us know that God does not shelter us, praise God, from the difficulties of life, because we need them for our own spiritual growth. I just shared with you Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good. Them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And praise God, and that means those difficult times. That means those times that we suffer. That means those times when everything is going hunky-dory. Praise God, he works all of those things out, praise God, for your good if you are a born again believer. Amen. You see, God permits things to happen to us. Don't you think that that one that's talking about you, God knows what they were getting ready to say. Don't you think that that one that's running your name down, after you have tried to do everything that you could to help them, praise God. Don't you think, praise God, that when they say things about you, praise God, that God doesn't already know. He's just toughing you up. Amen. Because he knows that down the road, if you keep on living, if you can learn to get over this one, he's toughing you up. Oh, I'm talking to these elected officials. You know, you when you're an elected official, man, people shooting at you from every angle. You try to please one, and you got five throwing some fingers at you. You try to go in one direction, praise God, as the Lord leads you and as the law allows you, but you got 15 fingers pointing at you. Praise God, wanting you to go in their direction. But don't you worry about it. Praise God, God is just toughening you up. Praise God, because he has a plan for you. And I'm trying to let everybody here to know today, praise God, whatever it is you're going through today, you're not by yourself. Don't you know that? Praise God. That was a young boy by the name of David who penned some words. Everybody knows this. Praise God. In the 23rd Psalm, praise God, verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. Praise God. What did he say? I will feel no evil. Why, David? Why don't you fear any evil? Because thou art with me. Praise God. So when you know that he is with you, praise God, let them say what they want to say. When you know that he is with you, let them call you everything but a child of God. When you know that he is with you, let them say that you are prejudiced. Let them say that you are a bigot. Let them say that you are this or that, praise God. But you know that you got him on your side, praise God. And as they talk, praise God, all he's doing is toughening you up. Praise God for a greater challenge that is coming down the road. And the thing that I like about this whole text, when we continue to read, it says that he gives us power to be what? Conquerors. Amen. In fact, Paul writes, we are more than conquerors. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. You are not just a conqueror. You are more than conquerors. You know what a more than conqueror is? Praise God, that tells me that we are super conquerors. In other words, praise God, this means that he gives us victory, and he gives us more victory. Therefore, we need not fear. Praise God, we need not fear life or death. In other words, that's the full range of existence. We ought not fear angels nor principalities. I'm talking about those hostile forces, praise God, both supernatural and natural. We are not to fear those things present or those things to come. In other words, praise God, talking about all those things that may come and the uncertainties of time. Nor heights, nor depths. In other words, it reaches every way from the space all the way down. We need not fear because Jesus loves us and he gives us the victory. You see, we believers have complete victory. Amen. Let me close now. Amen. We have complete victory. We are free from judgment. because Jesus Christ died for us and we have his righteousness. We are free from defeat because Christ lives in us by his spirit and we share his life. Praise God. We are free from discouragement because Jesus Christ is coming for us. And we shall, praise God, share in his glory. We are free from fear because Christ intercedes for us. And we cannot be separated from his love. Second Union Missionary Baptist Church. I'm glad to report this morning that we are a church that will let nothing separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. There is no obligation. There is no frustration. There is no separation. You see, because if God be for us, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Let me see, can I say that again? I heard on some on that side. I didn't hear too many on this side. If God be for you, who is it that can be against you? I hear a little bit more, but let me go to the center here. If God be for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Let me go back over here. If God be for you, who is it that can be against you? The answer is nobody. That's not going to stop them from talking about you. That's not going to stop them from running your name down. But I'm here to tell you, if God be for you, nobody can be against you because his love settled it a long time ago. Praise God, his love let us know, praise God, that we don't ever have to worry about being separated from his love. Because his love started a long time ago on a hill called Calvary. After they had whipped him all night long, took a crown of thorns and thrust upon his head, stretched him out wide and lifted him up high, took a spear, pierced him in his side. But praise God, he did it because of his love for you and his love for me. And he stayed on that cross until he died. He took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But you want to know something? Early one Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, this same Jesus got out of that grave to let me know and to let you know that there should be nothing that separates us from his love. He has already proven his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He did not send his son into this world to condemn the world. He could have done that from on high, but that through his love the world may be saved. That's love. I'm through. So as believers, we are Second Union.